Hey, hi. Hi. Thanks for meeting me. Why don't we sit down over there? Okay. Well, I think I'll just get my usual coffee. What about you? No. That drink has way too much sugar and way too much caffeine for you. Why don't you get. Right. Sorry. No, you're right. I shouldn't, Oh, hi. Hi there. I'll be getting the number 7, and they'll be getting the. Sorry. Go ahead. Yep. Thank you. Sorry, old habits. So how have you been? Do you look really good? I see. Huh? Yep, I'm fine. Yes, really. I am totally good. Things have been great, the usual. Right. Well, I wanted to meet be Hi. Thank you so much. Seriously, that's what you're drinking? I mean, come on. Why don't you? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just, it doesn't matter. I wanted to meet because I wanted to apologize in person, okay? I mean, the last time we saw each other, God, how long has it been now? 3 months? Yeah, it's been a while, and I just wanted to see you in person. I thought maybe we could, talk things out. I really hated how we left things, you know? What do you mean? Considering that I threatened your best friend, almost got into a fight with her, I mean, I don't know what came over me. Yeah, I know. I mean, I just felt us becoming distant, and I just felt so pent up and upset. And I saw her as the problem, and I just snapped, I guess. I didn't even realize what was going on. And I felt really guilty since that night. Yeah, of course. I mean, in my head, I just kept thinking that I had to do something, that she was taking you away from me. And of course, I ended up doing that all on my own. That entire night was awful. And I'm sorry. Yes, of course I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't done it, and I did also reach out to her, by the way. Yeah, about a week ago I reached out and I asked if I could meet her in person. I mean, our meeting was short, but I did apologize, and she really didn't want to talk to me much, but hey, I'm glad I at least reached out. We only met for like 3 minutes before she left. Yeah. I mean, I figured she was just so mad at me. You don't think so? Why is that? Wait. She asked you out after everything happened? What? I knew it. I knew she had feelings for you. She was always wanting to hang out on the days I had off, always wanting to tag along with us wherever we went, and it fucking pissed me off. I mean, who the hell does she think she is? I'm sorry. Wait. But she was still really pissed off when I met with her last night, so that means you turned her down? Seriously? You haven't talked to her since you turned her down? Why? So you think she was trying to get us to break up by egging me on? Well, she succeeded, that little f... Sorry. Well, sounds like we both know the full story now, huh? Yeah. Fuck. What a mess. Yeah, of course. I mean, apologizing to you was the least I could do. I mean, I'm supposed to protect and care for my little one, and I failed miserably. I let my temper get in the way instead of talking to you about it, instead of figuring out a solution, and I'm sorry. I just wanted you to be all mine. I just wanted to take care of you and to keep you safe and to be a good girlfriend. I lied, by the way, earlier when I said I was fine. I'm not really. Honestly, my mind is just completely filled with thoughts of you. Thoughts of us. Remembering how I used to make you dinner. And how we would just sit at the table and laugh. Talk about our days. And how I would give you your bath. And make sure you had a nice warm bed to get into after. Snuggling you to sleep. I fucking miss it. I fucking miss you. I miss being your mommy so very much. I don't care, okay? I don't care. Let the whole fucking cafe hear. But I am your... I want to be... I won't pretend that I don't want you back. I won't pretend that my apartment isn't empty without your laughs, your cries, just you. It's just you. It's just you that I want. I'm just empty without you. Let me be your mommy. Let me take care of you. Let me back into your life. No, I get it. I understand. I know this is a lot to take in. I mean, we haven't seen each other since that night, and I'm sure you have so many feelings and so many things that you're thinking about, and I won't rush you, but just know that I've been doing well with managing my temper, okay? I won't be threatening anyone anymore. But please remember before your decision that you know how incredibly possessive I can be over you. And you know what I'm like once you allow me to be your mommy again. And you know that I don't tolerate disrespect or rule breaking. And today, your little stunt for ordering that sugary drink you know you can't have, you will be punished for those things if you decide to be mine again. I just want you to remember that, because I will, of course, take care of you, cherish you, and make sure you are protected and loved, because I do love you very much. Well, I need to get going. But please think on everything I've said. And hopefully I'll be hearing from you soon. Bye.